Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Hyatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting 7th. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hyatt moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier takes first base on ball four. Hyatt moves to third. Brown moves to second. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Holtzman reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Phillips. Mays reaches second base with a double. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Hart reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Hart moves to third. Hyatt moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first, with Holtzman covering, for the out. One out. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Davenport reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mays is walked intentionally. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to third. Mays moves to second. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hyatt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hundley moves to second. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Hundley moves to third. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Holtzman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hundley scores. Phillips scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Haller reaches second base with a double. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lanier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Haller scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Dick Dietz pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants too. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Sadecki now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hyatt scoops it up and throws to first, with Sadecki covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hyatt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Holtzman bunts in front of the plate. Haller fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Phillips steals home. It's 5-2, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards first. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Ray Sadecki. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-4 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Dick Raditz now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hart strikes out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hyatt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Ollie Brown. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaborn pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Haller moves to second. Cesar Gutierrez pinch runs for Norm Seaborn. Billy Sorrell pinch hits for Bill Henry. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haller moves to third. Gutierrez moves to second. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.